say, like who's the town of Al Mishnah, the Yomah that says, Beinu Ulam, Ulam is Beach Tzofen, that between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is also called Tzofen. Like we just spoke out, there's one tzad to say, this here is the Mizbeach. The tzad to say, Tzofen has to be exactly over here. Right opposite the Mizbeach on the right side, that has to be Tzofen. Like the Mizbeach was 32 Amos long, so these 32 Amos on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's called Tzofen. Our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says the power was a little bit further up. It was on top of the Mizbeach, on the right side, but further up, near the Ulam. So who's the town of the hold that Tzofen doesn't mean directly straight across the Mizbeach? It could even be further up also. That's also called Tzfoine of the Mizbeach. Who holds like that? And we'll soon see there's a Machlekes, three-way Machlekes. Heisman Shamad Levi Yomar, Beinu Ulam, Ulam Mizbeach, Tzofen. It's also called Tzofen. So tomorrow, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. Titania, we learned like this. Eizeo Tzofen. What's called Tzofen? The north side of the Mizbeach. By Kodesh Kedoshim, by Korban Eula, by Korban Chatzis, the Torah says, you have to make the Shechita B'Tzvoinei. On Tzofen's side of the Mizbeach. What's called Tzofen? So, Mikir Shel Mizbeach, Mamish, right opposite, adjacent to Mizbeach, Tzvoinei. V'yad Kaisel Azorah, right on the right side of the Mizbeach, Mamish to the end side of the Azorah. U'kinegdoi Kol HaMizbeach Kulei Tzofen. Divir Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. He holds Mamish only these 32 Amis. The length of the Mizbeach is 32 Amis long, directly right of the Mizbeach, that's called Tzofen. If you go further up or further down, that's not called Tzofen anymore. Tzofen has to mean directly the right side of the Mizbeach. Within these 32 Amis, the length of the Mizbeach, the right side of it, that's called Tzofen. If you go further up, it's Posel. That's not called Yeshechta B'Tzvoinei. That's Reb Lezer, that's Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. So that's not like our Mishnah. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Moisef, he's Moisef and says no. Tzofen on the right side of the Mizbeach means more than just adjacent to the Mizbeach, but rather Af Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach. Even on top of the Mizbeach, it's between the Mizbeach and the Ulam on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's also called Tzofen. So Mel our Mishnah comes out good according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. That's why the power was further up on top of the Mizbeach near the Ulam, but as long as it was on the right side of the Mizbeach, that's called Tzfoina. Rebbe Meister, Rebbe says even a bigger Chiddush. Af Mokom Drisas Ragle Kahanim. Even below the Mizbeach. Not only the place on top of the Mizbeach near the Ulam, but even on the bottom of the Mizbeach. In other words, the Mizbeach was like in the middle of the Azorah. So on the bottom of the Mizbeach, it's called Ezra's Kahanim, and on the bottom of that were Ezra's Yisrael. There was 11 Amos that was walked between the Kahanim, and 11 for the Ezra's Yisrael. He holds even that is also called Tzofen. And even if the animal is all the way down here on the right side, as long as it's on the right side of the Mizbeach, it could be anywhere in the length of the Azorah, that's still called Tzofena. That's Rabbi Shita. Has Rabbi Moisef Af Mokom Drisas Ragli Kahanim, the Af Mokom Drisas Ragli Yisrael, even on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, the 11 Amos of the Kahanim and the 11 Amos of Yisrael is also called Tzofena. But the chalipos, those were the rooms that were a part of the ulam already, is hakol moedim sheposel. That everybody holds as posel, that's not called part of tzfoina. Now the ulam itself is like this. The ulam was much wider than the heichel was. The heichel inside was a little bit narrower. The ulam outside was much wider. It was 15 extra amas on the left side and 15 extra amas on the right side. Now that was called beis hachalipos. On this extra part of the ulam that came out wider than the heichel, there was rooms here that had, that we'll soon see what they did. They did things in these rooms. So these rooms for sure is not called Tzofen. Even on the right side, these right rooms here, since these rooms like part of the ulam already, that's not called Tzfoina. Tzfoina has to mean on the right side of the Mizbeach in the Azor itself, but not in the Beis HaChalifos. In the Beis HaChalifos, that's for sure already not called Tzfoina, even according to Rebbe. But now let's see Rashi inside. That's called Tzofen, the north side. From half of the Heichel, on the right side, that's called Tzofen. Now, even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that's also called Tzofen. It's number my speech because our Mishnah says like that. The power of the Kohen Gadol was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Not directly adjacent to the Mizbeach, it was further up than the Mizbeach. Utnam Perak Lakamon Shebamokam Vidu Shochtu. Even though Al Mishnah only says he made Vidu here, but later the Gemara says that the Mokam, the Kohen Gadol, made the Vidui, that's where he made the Shechitah also. So the kids say he shechted his par in that place above the Mizbech, between the Mizbech and Ulam. Tiktoni Boloyet Saporishnia, Visomach Shteyodov, Shochatu the Kibbul of Mizbech. That's the Gemara later. Says Mashma, the same place that he made the Vidui, that's where he made the Shechitah. So the kids, according to Al Mishnah, it's kosher to make the Shechitah in that place above the Mizbech. So who do we go like? So we go according to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon. So we say, because according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Shita is, Ukenegda kolam mizbeach kulay. That means only shloisha mushtayim amma. The 32 amas, the length of the mizbeach, shekenegda mizbeach v'tzofen, on the right side of the mizbeach, the north side of the mizbeach, kori tzofen. That's called tzofen, that's all. Leshchitas kodshe kadoshim. Ah, v'shloi kenegda mizbeach, but once you go further up, higher than the mizbeach, or lower than the mizbeach, Litzad Marav, either go further up towards Marav's side, or else Litzad Mizrach, go further down towards Mizrach. Afal Pi should soften Azara, even though it's on the right side of the Azara, it's on the north side of the Azara. Ain't soften, that's not called soften. Lishchita. Divinan al Yerach HaMizbech. It's according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk says al Yerach HaMizbech has to be mamash on the side of the Mizbech. Kedachsiv. Veshachat Oisoy al Yerach HaMizbech Tzvoyna. So according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, a bedavka has to be on these 32 amis, the length of the mizbeach, on the right side of those 32 amis. It can't be higher up, it can't be lower down. So that's not like our Mishnah. Mashenkin Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon holds, af ben ulam al mizbeach, kol chelak tzvoini, litzad marav, any right side, the marav, any right side, even though it's further up towards marav, af al pi sheni yerach mamish, even though it's mamish not directly adjacent from the Mizbeach, Avochelek Tzvoini, Shemina Mizrach, the Mizbeach, it's called. Rakoporim is called Tzvoini, because it's on the north side of the Mizbeach. So even though it's not exactly adjacent, but since it's further up on the north side, that's kosher. But according to Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, it's Mashma only if it's Lamarav, further up. But if it be lower down, Mashma won't be good. Rabbi Meisiv, Rabbi says no, even below is also good. Av called Tzofen Hazara. Or any part of the north part of the Azor is good. Shabachas Azorama Shalmokan Drisas Raglik Hanim Ad Kaisa Mizrachi Shal Azorah. Mamash all the way down to the bottom of the Azorah, that's also considered Tzvoinim. The word Tzofen means on the right side of the Azorah. Nothing doesn't have to do with adjacent to the Mizbeach. It could be above, it could be below, as long as it's on the right side, the north side of the Mizbeach, of the Azorah. Abu Minachalifos Lefnim. Now Reichev Ulam. The ulam itself was wider. Oidef aroich of a hechol tetzvav amma litzofen uknegd ledorim. It was 15 amis wider on the right side and on the left side, and tzvoin on the right side and the dorim side on the left side. O knegd ledorim o moshe choyse oidef einuela esther amis. Now how long? It was good. It was wider 15 amis, like we said. Now this mamish, these boxes here are the beis achlifos. It was wider 15 amis more than the hechol. How much up did it go this width? Only 10 amas. Like these boxes were 10 amas high and 15 amas across. That's called the Beis HaChalifos. That's what the ulam was bigger than the Hechel. So these 15 amas for sure is not called Tzofen. Trashi v'yisa oidif, kori Beis HaChalifos. Shoye behen eskrim v'yarba chaloinus. There were 24 windows. Chaloin l'chol mishmer. Every mishmer had its own window. Sheshom goinzim sakinim. They used to hide their knives there. Shal kodesh. V'sakin kori chiluf. Bloshin arvi. That's why it's called Beis HaChalifos. That was the house they used to leave their knives. V'aver shachuri oisi oidif. L'mariv. V'aver shebein tzofen koisel oidif. L'bein koisel l'hazara. Kori lefnim min HaChalifos. That's called inside. But the kids are kol moidim sheposol. Since you can't see the Mizbeach from there, that's not called Yerach HaMizbeach. Hey, so according to Rebbe and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon, Yerach HaMizbeach doesn't mean mamish adjacent to the Mizbeach. You don't have to be mamish on the right side of the Mizbeach. It's enough to be further up or further down according to Rebbe. But as long as you could see the Mizbeach, as long as you're in the Azorah, any part on the right side of the Azorah that you could see the Mizbeach, that's called Tzofen. But once you go up to the Beis HaChalifos, that you can't see the Mizbeach anymore, that's not called Yerach HaMizbeach. Inside the Beis HaChalifos, you can't see the Mizbeach, that's not called Yerach HaMizbeach. So the kid's Al Mishnah that says the par was up on top of the Mizbeach on the right side goes according to Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon. So Gemara says now, Lema Reb Lezer Reb Shimon he for Loi Rebbe, but let's say Al Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon and not according to Rebbe. This is a Havamina. And Avad, it's a very severe Havamina, because for sure the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Because what does Rebbe hold? Rebbe holds any part of the right side of the Azar is good. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon says only the top part is good. Hey, it's adjacent to the Mizbeach for sure is good, and above, near the Ulam is also good. But below are the Ezra's Kohanim and Ezra's Yisrael, that's no good. Rebbe says even that is also good. So what's the Havamina to say now that the Mishnah can't go according to Rebbe? Like, why not? Rebbe for sure holds that on top is good. Rebbe is even saying below the Mizbeach also helps. So we'll soon see. So Gemara wanted to say, Lema Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, Eva Le Rebbe. So Gemara answers, no. Afilo Tem Rebbe, Afilo, you want to tell me it goes according to Rebbe. Avadim, it's good. Hashta Ad Reb Yisib Reb Yehuda Moisif, Ad Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Le Moisif. Like, for sure he's being Moisif Rebbe. Rebbe is saying much more than Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. He's not only is he saying above on top, he's even saying below is also good. So for sure the Mishnah comes out good according to Rebbe. So Gemara sounds like this. This is what I meant to say. E Rebbe, I have a kasha. I want to bring you a raya. Our Mishnah does not go like Rebbe. Because if you want to say the Mishnah even goes according to Rebbe, E Rebbe, Nukma Bakula Zara. How come we say where the par should be? Why do we say the par of the Kohen Gadol was like on the top part of the Mizbeach? It was in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. True, it was on the right side on Tzofin, but it was further up. So according to Rebbe, why does it have to be further up? Why can it be below? Like any place you want on the north side of the Azara should be kosher according to Rebbe. So that was the kasha. Why does our Mishnah say a place where it should be? According to Rebbe, it's kosher anywhere on the north side of the Azara. So that's the kasha. E Rebbe he nuk mebekuli Azara. The Mishnah sort of sets down. His par could be anywhere on the right side of the Azara. So Mara says no. Elamai, what do you want to say? Reb Lezer Reb Shimon he. That our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. That he holds what? Only mamish opposite the Mizbeach is good, and even further up is also good. Just below is no good. So you want to say, according to him, it is good, if you have the same kash in him also. V'nukma bein Mizbeach ulekaiso. Why does the Mishnah say, bedafka, the par was further up, near the Heichol? Why was it further, near the Ulam? Why was it further up? Why wasn't directly adjacent to the Mizbeach? Because according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, he's also maskim on the right side of the Mizbeach, for sure is kosher. And that's the ikut tzvoinoi of the Mizbeach. He's only saying if you go further up, it's also kosher. So you have a kash in him also. Why does the Mishnah say Badavka? The par was further up near the Ulam. Why? Why didn't we say the par was mamash adjacent to the Mizbeach? It's even according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, the ikut yerecha Mizbeach for sure is mamash adjacent to the Mizbeach. So you have a kasher also. Even according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, why do we Davka put his par further up? Why don't we put a mamash exactly adjacent to the Mizbeach? So what do you have to answer, Zat Gemara? Elamai Yisrochel Meimah, what do you have to say? Mishum Chul Shad the Kohen Gadol. There's a reason why we put his power further up. Because on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is fasting. He's weak. So we want to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. Now, after the Shechitah, he has to do the Kabbalah, and then he has to go do the Zrika. The Zrika here, he brings the Dam inside the Pnim. He has to carry the Dam inside the Ulam. So therefore, we want the power to be as close as possible to the Ulam. So today he won't have to carry the blood so far up. If you're going to put the par only adjacent to the Mizbeach, so then he's going to have to carry the blood all the way up to the Ulam. It'll be a hard job for him. That's why Matkili want to get the par as close up as possible near the Ulam. So that's the terrace according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So Zot Gemara, Le Rebbe Nami. Now the Mishnah could even go according to Rebbe also. Yes, the question according to Rebbe that says the whole right side, the whole Tzvoini is good. Why do you have to put it further up? Why don't you put it further down? You have the exact same teretz. True, any part of it is kosher of a Mishom Chusha, the Kohen Gadol. You know why we're dafkin makpit to put the par further up near the Ulam? Because we want to make it as easy as possible for the Kohen Gadol. Since he's weak today, so we want the Shechita to be done as close as possible to the Ulam, so later when he has to carry the Dam to the Ulam, it will be easy to carry. Azoy, if the power will be all the way down below the Mizbeach, he's going to have to carry it all the way up. So Mishom Chusha, the Kohen Gadol, we put it all the way up. Re'enachnami, Avada, the Mishnah comes out good according to Rebbe. So our Mishnah comes out both according to Rebbe and according to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Only according to Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda doesn't go. Because according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it's only kosher tzfona only means exactly adjacent to the mizbeach. So how could the Mishnah say further up? We don't go according to him.
See Rashi.
Lema, right, next one. Lema, dafka Reb Lezer Reb Shimon hi, v'le Rebbe, hashta Rebbe, ad Reb Yosef Yosef Kleima, mighty Boloch, what's your question? Pshita, t'lav dafka Klamar, Kamri, v'chi Rebbe de Yosef at Sofen Shosad Mizrach, shum Ruchem Gdush Hechel ad Reb Yosef, who de Yosef law, ala Reb Lezer Lesley, Eshelim McCain. Whereas you can't say Rebbe only is Yosef on Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda. That Rebbe only says, you know what, exactly adjacent to the Zbech is good, and below is also good. But maybe further up is no good. That can't be. Like, Maduch, Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi, is Moisif on the first man, the Yomah, to say, further up is good. So when Rebbe says, even below is good, Avadi means even below is good. But for sure on top of the Zbech is good. So how could you say the Mishnah doesn't come out good according to Rebbe? That's what we answered. We wanted to say it doesn't come out good because according to Rebbe, why does the fire have to be only at top? Why can't it be any place? And the Torah is no. If the dafka has to be as further up as possible, mishum chusha the kain gadol. So I guess the Mishnah comes out good according to Rebbe also. The Rashi says mishum chusha the kain shle yichabed olav masui. It shouldn't be too heavy for him to carry mizra kadam meruchik so far away. So mele the Rebbe nami. We try and make the path, the shchit, as close as possible to the ulam. Today it should be easy for him to carry the dam inside. But then the Mishnah says, Rosh Shoy Ledorim, the head of the animal was facing Dorim, Uponav Lamarv, and his head, just his face, was turned rightwards up, facing towards the Marv. Notice like this we had here, but the par itself was facing this way, straight across, facing Dorim, just his head was facing up towards Marv. So for that, the Gemara, Heichi Mishkachas, how could you have this? It's a modern behemoth. How could his head be different than his body is? So Amarav B'yoykim Es Roshi. It means you make his head turn towards the right side. Havadu, his body is facing towards the Dorim, but just his head, you turn it to the right side, a right turn. His head is making a right turn. For the Gemara, if that's the case, that you want his head to be facing Mariv, then why don't we put the whole body, the whole animal should be facing that way. Let his whole face be facing Mariv, and the back will be facing Mizrach. Why do we make his back face soften, and then make a right turn to Mariv, make the body straight, Mizrach and Mariv? We're afraid maybe the animal will make there. And it's not nice when it's Marbe Gololim, if it should be facing towards Mizrach, he'll be facing the back towards the Mizbeach. It's not covered for the Mizbeach. That's why we want the back of the animal to be facing opposite the Mizbeach. That's why we want the back of him to be facing towards Sofon, away from the Mizbeach. So his face is like this, and here's the Mizbeach, just he makes the right turn, his head is facing towards the Marav. But the back of the animal is on Sofon, away from the Mizbeach. So it's, because it wouldn't be covered if when he makes it should be facing the Mizbeach. Rashi says, "Uponav l'marav v'yachuru l'mizrach." That's right. Rashi v'nukma l'hedjam achuru l'mizbeach uponav l'heichol shem yarbetz kololim ugjinaihu laharos beisarei shloim letzad mizbeach. It's not nice that the backside should be seen from the mizbeach. V'ochi shapetz fei lios novoi l'tzofen. It's better that the tail should be facing towards the north side. For roish l'dorim. Nimsas novoy shloikin egzam mizbeach sheinu moishkol tzadorim kol orka apar el sheimiktas gufoy venulam mizbeach. That's why we put it this way, that the tail is facing towards the tzofen and just his head is facing towards Marav. Tana rabbonin keitzad soimech hazevich. How do you make smicha? Trashia soimech means habaylam. How does the baylam make smicha when on a korban? Rashi says kol smichas kotche kedoshim. He's lav dafka by Yom Kippur. Every kotche kotchim. How do we make a smicha? Keitzat soimich. Is hazevach oimed b'tzofen. The korban has to be standing on the north side of the mizbeach. By all kotche kedoshim, the shchita, the behemah has to be on the north side. Uponav l'marav. And the face is turning a right turn, facing towards Marav. The hasoimich, the bailam that wants to make the smicha, oimed b'mizrach, stands in back of the animal, on the mizrach side of the animal. Uponav l'marav. But he's also facing Marav, facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, towards the Heichel. O maniyach shtei yodav, and he puts his two hands on top of the animal, top of the head. Bein shtei kronos, in between the two horns. That's where he puts his hands. Shel zevach. Obovach lo yehe dover choytzeitz beinoy lebein hazevach. There shouldn't be anything between him and the korban, because his hands has to be mamish touching the korban. Umisvaden, then he says vidui. Al chatos, if he's bringing the korban chatis, he says vidui oven chatis. For the avera that he did, there are certain averas you do that you have a chiyah to bring korban chatis, or an avera that benezer the chiyah of korus, b'shoyger the chiyah of chatis. So you have to be misvaden on that chet. Trashi oven chatis means oisay chet you may be alone. If you ate dam, if you ate blood, so you have to be misvada for the chet ye dam. Vial oshem, if you bring in a korban oshem, oven oshem, you have to be mechapen now, say vidui, for the chet that you did, asham milus, sham shifl harufam, for different averis you do, if you mechuyev with korban oshem, you have to say vidui on those averis. Vial oila, let's say you bring in a korban oila, it's also a kaddish kadoshim, you also have to make smicha. Now what are you being misvada, what are you asking for forgiveness? Ovoin leket shichopayim. That's what Yosef Glili says. Now these are mitzvahs asay. There's a mitzvah asay to leave over leket for the aniyim, or shich or peya. You have to leave it over for the aniyim. Let's say you did not leave it over for the aniyim. You were over the yisr asay. You didn't leave over the peris or the leket for the aniyim. So then you have to have a kapara. And the kapara is bring a korban erlis mechaper on these averis. Divir Rabbi Yosef Glili, that's what Rabbi Yosef Glili holds. Rabbi Akiva Waimeno. Ein oile bo elo al esay v'yaloisasei shenitikli asay. A korban oile is only mechaper either on an iser asay or else on a loisasei shenitikli asay. That means a lav on itikli asay, and the pshat is then you don't get malchus. So since you don't get malchus, there's no kapora for the avera getting malchus. So then we say, what is the kapora? Bring a korban oile. So the korban oile is mechaper on an iser asay and on a lav that you don't get malchus. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. So we'll soon see what's the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili also holds the same shot, that any place you don't get malchus, the oila is mechaper. But why does he also add that leket shichopeya, the oila is also mechaper? So we'll soon see what the machlokes is. Tirashi. V'al oila oven leket shichopeya. Shein lehem vidui. There's no vidui by them. Machi gassin lov tesefto. V'loi gassin abo maiseroni, to yesh lo vidi. Shouldn't be gross maiserish oni, because it has its own vidi. We said, v'gam nasatlu levi, se maiserishan, liyosn lamona, se maiseroni. Rebbe Kiva roime, ein oile bo. Time of course, but the sefta. Amar oile bo, the sefta says, on which aveira do you bring a korban oile? Im al kristus umises bezdin, haray yenshin omer. For kristus is a chi of chorus, or else a korban chattis. Or mises bezdin, you get killed. For that, you don't have to bring a korban oile. Im al loisa sefer stam alav hari yon shiyam malchus. The Torah says you get malchus for the love. Ho ein oila bo elo al esay. A korban oila you only bring if you're over nisra asay. Or else for ya loisa asay shenitli asay shen leken alav. If you did an avera and you don't get malchus for that avera, then we say the klal is how do you have your kapora? The kapora is bring a korban oila. But if you do a chet that is a chi of koris or a chi of chatis or a malchus, then that's the kapora, not a korban oila. The Mora says, now what's the machlokes tell you now? Like both Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva are masking to the same thing, that you don't bring a korban oila if you have a different oinish, you only bring it when you have no other oinish. So what's the machlokes of leket shichopeya has another oinish or not? So the Mora says, but my kamitzlugi, what's the machlokes here? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, vilav de nevela kamitzlugi. The machlokes says, what's going to be by a lav like nevela?